House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco took her party to task Friday when she called on members to vote yes or no on a bipartisan trillion-dollar infrastructure deal that would give millions to their districts. Six progressives held the line on principle and voted no, saying the bipartisan deal should be tied to the president's social and climate spending plan, Build Back Better. Most progressives, though, joined other Democrats and 13 Republicans to pass the bipartisan bill, including Silicon Valley Democrat Ro Khanna.
The question is, do you trust the president? I trust President Biden. I trust that President Biden cares about the working class. And for 40 years, the working class has not had any support. On the other side, for 4 years under Trump, they gave tax cuts to the rich. President Biden wants to give money to working families in the child allowance. He wants to give them a tax cut. He wants to make sure they can pay for childcare. And he understands the working class experience. We will unify as a party. We will vote yes tonight. We will deliver. And this president is going to make history by finally looking out for the working class and middle class in this country.
President Joe Biden is set to sign the legislation in the coming days. But before he does, the White House is planning a national public relations blitz to promote the legislation and inform the public where that $1.2 trillion will go. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says it's a once-in-a-generation investment.
I have traveled the country and seen the state of our infrastructure firsthand. I saw mesh nets hung under bridges to catch pieces of concrete that fall off from time to time, century-old tunnels corroded by seawater that hundreds of thousands of people depend on every day, roads where community members are installing memorials to lives lost in preventable traffic crashes, highways that have cut communities in two. Infrastructure is so elemental to our society that when it's not there to serve us in the right way, all of us are impacted. But when it is, when it's strong, every community, large and small, rural and urban, privileged and marginalized, every community feels the benefits.
Buttigieg says as soon as the president signs the measure into law, his department will start doling out the first of about $660 billion in federal funds for shovel-ready projects, just waiting for the money to begin. But there are other projects that will take some time, like investments in new electric vehicle chargers, promoting safer streets for bicyclists and pedestrians, and efforts to reconnect communities divided by highways. And the investments are just the beginning, says Buttigieg, who wasted no time tying the bipartisan legislation to the president's Build Back Better agenda that's still in the negotiating process.
Collectively, I like to think of them as the big deal, an answer to the New Deal or the Square Deal before that. They're going to create a generation of good union jobs. They're going to make historic investments in equity and in the fight against climate change. They're going to make sure that America can compete and win in the decades ahead. This is the largest investment in roads, bridges, and highways since the creation of the interstate highway system, including the largest investment in our bridges ever.
He promoted the social infrastructure package as equally important to traditional infrastructure and building the nation back better, with programs like paid family leave. Buttigieg, who recently adopted two children and took paid family leave, stressed the importance of that kind of program.
It's talked about as time off. It's time to do work. Good work, joyful work, meaningful work, but it's time to do important work. But let me also say, as a new parent, thinking about the difference that will be made by what's in the framework, the universal access to 3- and 4-year-old preschool, making childcare affordable for families across the spectrum. That child tax credit, I mean, that's going to be huge, and it's going to make such a big difference for new parents.
Paid family leave is one of the sticking points for conservative Democrats like Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who has said paid family leave should be in a standalone bill. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is set to visit a port in Baltimore on Wednesday to campaign for his full vision. He'll sign the bipartisan infrastructure bill into law at a ceremony when legislators return to the nation's capital. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.